heart on my living.
Beautiful. Okay, I want to talk today and share from one of the tzaddikim. It's a piece in Likutei Maran that is brought down from Rabbi Yaakov Meir Shechter in the beginning of his Sefer Leket Amarim, the second chelik. I just want to read what basically from Likutei Maran and talk a little bit about this concept. It's a concept called Ratzo Vishav, which means that we have days of good days and we have bad days. We have days where we're close and days where we are far from Hashem, from ourselves, closer times that we feel better, we feel flowy, and times where we feel that things are very difficult. Vayihi vayivoker yom echad is their dark times and their light times. There are days that are shining bright, and there are days that are dark, darker than you can imagine. And we have all stages. Each and every one of us has different stages in life where things are better and things are worse. And even within ourselves, we have parts that are shining and we have parts that are shameful and dark and we're embarrassed about. Strengths and weaknesses. It's the makeup of the human being. Of an animal is pretty standard. I don't know if an animal has strengths and weaknesses. They might have physical strengths and weaknesses, as a bird can fly, but it only has, it doesn't have hands, whatever it is. Every animal might have different dimensions, but it's not as complex as a human being. A malach is also more straightforward. A malach, an angel, It's pretty straightforward. The mission is pretty straight. Not so much ups and downs, just pretty straightforward. Us human beings, and alachas kama v'kama, us yid, lahavdol, a yid, a Jew, as a neshama, our neshamas are so powerful, our neshamas are so connected to Hashem. It's a yirida l'tzarech aliyah. Coming down into this world is a really, really tough existence because we come from the palace, we come from the king, we come from our father, we have the highest, holiest neshama, and we're thrust into this world. I mean, sushi's great, it's not that great. The enjoyment of this world is great, but it's not that great. It's just not that great. It just doesn't do it. It just doesn't do it. And a lot of times that we struggle with that. The reason we struggle with that is because our neshama and our soul and who we are is min al yoinim. It's from the highest place. And it's like confusing. It's very confusing sometimes. Like, what's my purpose? What am I here on this planet for? Ups and downs, challenges. So the tzaddik says, ubezeh toyim machsidim harbe, shepitom nidmalem shenaflum avodos Hashem yisparach. That many times when we fall and we have a dip and things are difficult for us, we think that we fell and we think there's something wrong. Ube'emes, this is all from Likutei Moran, ein zeh nefila klal. It's not a nefila. Rak machmas shetzrichim lalos mimadrega l'madrega. Since we have to go from one level to another level, since I'm actually growing, and since I'm actually changing, and since I'm actually becoming better, so I sort of have to shed my yesterday, and I have to shed certain things. Vaz misurim misgar maklipas mechadash. Things start up again. I have to go through this again, and I'll talk it out just to explain a little bit. We spoke about this a little bit at the end from yesterday, is that the relationship with Hashem, I'll start like this. There's independence, and then there's dependence, which means I need somebody. When you need somebody, it's a very difficult feeling when you're needy. I need somebody. That's dependent. When you have two people in a relationship that's dependent, that's a very unhealthy relationship. Independent means that I could stand on my own. I don't need anybody else. The challenge of your stage in life is you're transitioning between dependent to independent. When you're 14 years old, when you're 11 years old, when you're 10 years old, you're clearly dependent on your parents. You're clearly dependent. Rebellion becomes... Why does rebellion become as a teenager? The rebellion comes because I'm trying to become independent. I'm trying to assert myself to be independent, but someone is locking me in and not letting me become independent. So I have to break away. I have to break away to be independent. Relationships, the healthiest relationships, are interdependent. It's two independent people who are working together. We're not going to talk so much about that. That's not for right now. The healthiest, best, highest relationship is two independents working together, which means I don't need you to be me, right? That's the famous Kutzker. If I am I because you are you and you are you because I am I, then I am not me and you are not you. If I need you to be me and you need me to be you, then I'm not me and you're not you. But if I am I because I am I and you are you because you are you, then I'm okay and you're okay. I am I and you are you. And that relationship with Hashem, that's what we're going to talk about today. That relationship with Hashem is like that, which means Hashem is the most thing. It's hard to describe what Hashem is. Kaviyachol, the Borei Olam, the Creator, our Father, the everything. Makes it that we're dependent on Him. And when I'm dependent on Hashem, I'm close to Hashem. I feel close to Hashem because I need you and I dive into you and I open up to you and I'm close to you and I need you. But what happens to a person is that a person also needs to become independent. And Hashem created each and every one of us and put us in a world where we need to assert our independence, where we need to say, no, Hashem, I'm able to be without you. Hashem created, it's like a very interesting concept. Hashem created the world that there are times where I need to be distant from you, Hashem. And that distance creates a stronger relationship. Distance, when you push back on someone, when you're far from someone, it's one of the negatives of having WhatsApp. It's one of the negatives of having FaceTime. It's one of the negatives of talking to your parents all the time. One of the negatives of constantly having to be in touch with somebody is you don't feel your independence. You don't feel that you're able to stand alone. One of the challenges of having a relationship with Hashem is Hashem gives each and every one of us space to develop who we are. At the same time, we need to learn, because ego is Rosh HaTevos, E-G-O is Rosh HaTevos, etching God out. The more gaiva I have, the more I think it's all about me. So Hashem says, so is it all about me? Is it all about you? But then let's go the other way. When it's all about you, Hashem, and nothing about me, that's very, very difficult. To live in a world where it's nothing about me, and it's all about Hashem, and I don't exist, and only Hashem exists, that's very difficult. To live in a world where it's only me, and Hashem doesn't exist, that's very difficult. The yirida that a person goes through, many times Hashem puts a person through a yirida, and that things are difficult for you, and things are challenging for you. Why? Because Hashem is giving you a tremendous present. He's giving you a tremendous gift. What Hashem is giving you is He's giving you an opportunity for yourself to grow. He's giving you an opportunity for you to become independent, right? How many times do we want, oh Hashem, if only I could just love to learn Torah all the time. If only Hashem, I didn't have all these desires. If only Hashem, I could just jump up in the morning and run to the Beis Medrash and want to become close to you. If only Hashem, I didn't have whatever it is holding me back. In a certain way, that's true. In a certain way, that's true. But in a certain way, it's very, very dangerous. Because if that would happen, then who would I be? Who would I be if I didn't develop myself within myself and I wasn't able to get out of bed or choose to get out of bed when it's hard for me to get out of bed and my roommate, let's say, is sleeping, or it's not popular in my caravan, or it's not popular within my emotions now to get up and to push myself. That sometimes is very, very difficult to say, I'm all alone. But when you're all alone and you make decisions alone, that's why effort is so, so powerful. The reason why effort is so, so powerful is because effort really is something that builds who you are. We wish things would be so easy. We wish things would flow. I don't want to have a yirida. I don't want things to be difficult. I want to be inspired all the time. I want to feel close all the time. But then somehow I start feeling distant from Hashem. Anyone ever train your little brother or someone or your little sister how to walk? You know how you train a child how to walk? If you are always holding the child will never learn how to walk. If you always hold the child will never have the ability to walk. You ever see a little baby start learning how to walk? What do? They take a little step. You stand right close to Baal Shem Tov. Said this is our relationship with Hashem. You're close to the child. If you could be the Yosef Schwartz. Right. And what do we want? What do I want as a child? I want my father. I want the person who gives me all my support just to hold me. I don't want to fall. But what happens? You slowly move away a little bit and a little bit, but you're close, sorry. But you're close, and then you pull back a little bit. You're close, you pull back a little bit. And if we never did that, you would never learn how to walk. And what happens is Hashem does that to us. That's what the tzaddik tells us. I'm so scared because I'm so inspired, but now, like, I'm so distant from you, Hashem. I wish I was close to you, Hashem. I wish I was close to you, Hashem. Hashem pulls away from us. Now, before I get to the questions, okay, I see three hands. Oh, that wasn't you? Oh, you know, I thought you... I just want to say this, and then I'll get. Then we'll get some questions just to get more clarity. Extreme is usually the way we think, just because that's the way we think a lot of times. Extreme. Either I'm totally inspired all the time, Hashem is with me, I feel good, it's all good, or Hashem has forsaken me, and we're done. And I'm all alone in the most extreme way. Then there's learning to bridge that gap. And learning, am I independent? I would ask yourself that question. Am I more of an independent person and Hashem is pushed away from me and I don't need Hashem? Or is it that Hashem is always in my life and I need Hashem always to be in my life? Like, what does that relationship look like? What does my relationship look like with Hashem? Ask yourself that question. And if you want to hear a tough answer to that question, what is your relationship with Hashem? Ready for this question? What is your relationship with your father? Your physical father. Now that's a little bit of a I don't want to say a mic drop because I'm going to continue. But I could maybe pause for like 10 seconds on that one. What is your relationship with your father? 9 out of 10. It's really 10 out of 10, but I'm going to say 9 out of 10 just to give myself some space. 9 out of 10, 8 out of 10, very high percentage. Your relationship with your physical father is very, very similar to your relationship with Hashem. Now, someone might say, no, but not me. It's not for now, this forum. I would love to talk to somebody privately about that. I don't know if I would want to go into the details with somebody if they have questions about it. Now, we'll say 9 out of 10, 8 out of 10. Are there exceptions to the rule? Yes, but I doubt it. But yes, we'll say there are exceptions to the rule. The point is, what is my relationship with my older brother? What is my relationship with people in general is going to be very, very similar to what my relationship with Hashem is. Is Hashem the loving to me? Does Hashem appear to me in my life? Do I feel close to him? Do I feel that I have to do for him? Is he doing for me? Have I shut out Hashem out of my life because of something that has happened? Indifferent, I think that's the word, like sort of like I don't think about it. Well, am I indifferent with the relationship with my father? What's my relationship with my father? What's my relationship with my parents? What's my relationship with authority, with Rebbeim? Do I have expectations from Hashem, or does Hashem have expectations from me? Am I angry at Hashem, or is Hashem angry at me? What's my relationship? And when a person realizes, and the tzaddik tells us, Tzrichim l'skaber kol pam mechadash lachzor lachnia v'lashaber haklipas v'amnias shebechol madrego madrego mechadash avu b'emes ein zen afila klal. What happens is, especially during this time period where we're building our year together, you're building internally, especially in our yeshiva here, where there's space and there is the culture of the yeshiva here to go in and to ask yourself these questions. Yes, learn a lot of Torah. Why are you learning Torah? Yes, daven to Hashem. Who are you davening? How is your davening? Are you talking to Hashem? Is there a relationship with Hashem? How are your relationships, Bein Adam L'Chaveiro? How are your relationships with what are your relationships with your siblings? Do you have a good relationship with your siblings? What's your relationship with all of your siblings? Ask yourself those questions. Ask yourself, not that there's a right or a wrong answer. There isn't a right and a wrong answer. It's the truth. It's what is the truth. If you don't have a good relationship with your father, if you don't have a good relationship with your mother, if you have this type of relationship with your father, with your mother, with your family, ask yourself that question. Ask yourself that question. What is that relationship? What is it? How can I strengthen it? Because you will bring that. You will bring that to any relationship you have. There's a concept, and then I'll go with some questions, and then I'll listen to the questions. There's a concept called transference. In psychology, there's a concept that's called transference. Transference means that I will transfer, if as a child I had trauma from a heavy trauma from a male, a strong male figure in my life, I will transfer that onto males, all men. If I had a certain relationship with women that was a strong relationship, I will transfer that to women. So what happens is you might not even be in the relationship with the person. You're just repeating the relationship that you've grown up with and you've had. And until we start understanding ourselves, until we start realizing that my yirida and my distance from Hashem, right, what's the name of the song, Momo? We haven't sang. Distance looks good on me. Do I want that distance from Hashem? What happens when I feel far from Hashem? What happens when I feel that Hashem did not answer my tefillas, that Hashem is not answering what I'm asking, that I feel hurt? What's going on? To really begin to be aware. That's what these days, that's what El is, that's what Rosh Hashanah is. It's the relationship. You can't build a relationship if you don't even know where that relationship begins and ends. What are my expectations? What do I want? What's a Rebbe to me? What's a Chavrusa to me? Asking yourself these questions. What are my friends? Do I have a lot of friends, but I'm really an introvert? Am I an extrovert that I'm good with a lot of people, but I'm lonely? I'm lonely? Or no, I'm very connected to it's the same with religion and Hashem and the Torah. It's all the same. It's all the same. Gam hu misug ha'oyhavim. The Mesillat Yesharim is one of my favorite lines in the world. That Hashem is a relationship. Hashem is that relationship. And we don't want to look at it. Who said that? Judaism is not a religion. It's a relationship. It's not about laws. It's not about you put on tefillin, you didn't put on tefillin. It's not about you kept Shabbos, you didn't keep Shabbos, whatever that means. I don't even know what that means. But that's for a different time. I don't even know what that, you kept, you didn't keep. I don't know what that means. You put on tefillin, you didn't put on tefillin. You learned Torah, you didn't learn Torah. What are you doing? What are you doing on this planet? Why am I here? What am I looking for? Am I looking for answers? Am I looking because God is a monster? Hashem is a monster, and I want to just save myself from His wrath of you know, Gehenim and that devil. I don't know if they still have that, the devil with the pitchfork with the red thing. So I'm saving myself. So I'm basically living Christianity in the name of Judaism. Or am I developing a relationship with someone who loves me? Someone who cares for me? Oh, well, I don't know what love and care is. Great. So let's start with that. I don't know what love is. I don't know what care is. As we're coming off of yesterday's No Mic Monday, talking about, yeah, maybe I don't know how to have a good relationship. So why don't I start with that? One last thing that I want to say, because once we open it up, it might shift. One last thing I just want to say. When you go through a difficult time, when you feel distant from Hashem, when you feel distant from Torah, when you feel distant from Tefillah, when you feel distant, when things are hard for you, when things are easy and things are flowing, it's almost there's not really much to talk about because it's like you're flowing, you're in it. It's when you give in to that taiva, when you give in to that desire, or you give in to your laziness, and then you start scratching your head and saying, what is the deal? Like, what is that? And the tzaddik tells us that it's not what you think it is. It's not what you think it is. It's not what you think it is. It might be your key to get close to Hashem. That place where you're far from Hashem, that day that you feel far from Hashem, at that area that you feel far, might be actually where Hashem is helping you develop who you are and giving you that space. Do you hear that? Not hovering over you and giving you that space for you to walk, for you to learn how to walk, for you to know how to develop, to become independent. Because Hashem is the ultimate independent. And if I become independent, it's like this, it's like the gaiva versus the anav, the humble person. The anav, the humble person is not a guy who does nothing and has nothing and is nothing. It's because what's he giving to be humble? You have nothing to be humble. It's the guy who has so much and does so much and gives that to Hashem. That's a higher level of humility. You have to have in order to give. You can only give what you have. You can only give what you have. So if I don't have me, what is my relationship with Hashem? That's why it's like, it's not like, oh, I got to get in touch with myself. Like it's a new 2025, like new thing that people are learning to get in touch with themselves. No, you are having a relationship with someone. Who is having the relationship with someone? Who is that person who's having a relationship? Hashem wants you. Hashem wants, if I am I, because I am I. Wow, I just thought about this. This is the Kutzker. Wow, I never thought about this right now. I have to develop it. You could say the Kutzker with Hashem. If I am I because you are you and you are you because I am I, then I'm not you. With Hashem, it works the same way. Hashem wants me to be me. Not because it's 2025 and that's a very cute psychological thing to say. That's not why I'm saying it. I'm saying it because Hashem wants a relationship with me. But if I don't have me, then I can't give me to Hashem. Just like I can't give me to anybody else. So first I got to figure out who me is. Don't worry about Hashem figuring out who Hashem is. You know why? That's his business. That's not my business. My business is not for Hashem to figure out who he is. That's Hashem's business to figure out who he is. But I want to bring me to this relationship. I don't want to be just sucked in to the relationship. Any relationship, that's called dependence. That's a bad relationship. Dependence is not a good relationship. Now, as a father to a child, you have a dependent. But your goal as a father is not to keep your child to be dependent. That's not the goal. You don't want your child to be dependent. You want your child to become independent. Hashem is our father. He wants us to become independent. He doesn't want us to be dependent. Okay. That was a lot. So I don't know where your questions were. I have Aviel and Reuven Yonah, so I'm getting a little nervous over here. Yeah, go.
Just on that.
Yeah.
Just on what we just finished.
Mm-hmm.
Hashem wants you to be independent.
Mm-hmm.
Of him.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't make sense. The whole point of teaching a kid how to walk.
Right.
One day I'm not going to be here. I want you to learn how to walk by yourself.
Right.
That I understand why to leave him sometimes. But Hashem,
right.
I don't think Hashem leaves me because he wants me to learn how to live without him.
Mm-hmm.
The whole point is to be one with Hashem. So.
So that's beautiful. That's where it becomes a challenge. The challenging madriga, if you think of dveikus, where in the Mesilas Yesharim is dveikus? What parak is dveikus in? The earlier prakim or the later prakim?
Later
prakim. To be engulfed by Hashem and to talk at that level that you're talking about, you got a lot of work to do. And that work that you're doing is the more you do you, the more you'll be able to be davik to Hashem. Like I'm saying, somebody who doesn't have, he's not giving of himself to Hashem. The more I build myself, the more I can then connect that to Hashem. The more I become independent, that's why I said that's the danger. Ego is etching God out. Let me ask you a question, Aviel. Etching God out, that guy who is big, let's start like this. Moshe Rabbeinu, the humblest of all, was the biggest leader of the Jewish people. Avram Avinu, who's the humblest. Anochi Afer Ve'efer. Anochi. Anochi Afer Ve'efer. I stand. And what do I take with that I? It's the Ana, Avda Dekutcha Brichu. So you're 100%, Aviel. That's the trick. The trick is, how can I be so dovek and so humble to Hashem and have so much of me? Yes, you're right. It sounds very a paradox. It does sound like a paradox. But I think what happens is, think of your relationships. Think of what your relationships are. What are my relationships?
So the whole point of Hashem leaving us sometimes is not to teach us how to live life without Him. It's to learn who we are.
Yes.
And then
you can even stop with that. You can even just stop there. You can even just stop there. Hashem sometimes makes it appear that He's not with me in order for me to develop more of me. Because when everything is working out and all is good, I don't have to look in. Our strengths are gifts to make life easy. I'll say that again. Our strengths we have are to make life a little bit easier for us. So things are easier for us. Our weaknesses are there, and the times of weakness are there for us to be able to look within ourselves and to be more honest with myself. It keeps me honest. It keeps me real. It keeps me true to me. You don't have to be true to you when everything is all just going. You have to be true to you when things are difficult for you and you feel a distance. Who am I having that relationship with me? Yeah. Very good, beautiful. And that fits with Avram. Thank you, Rabbi Widow. Thank you, Rabbi Widow. Beautiful, true. No, and it's very, and it fits, and thank you, Aviel. I just want to thank you, Aviel. No, I. It's funny that Rabbi Widow is saying that it's true. Noach, what was the taina against, I mean, we're already post Simchas Torah, it's nice to bypass a little bit. Simchas, right? Noach and Avram, what was the difference between Noach and Avram? Noach really is not someone who we model after. We're not called B'nai Noach. We're called B'nai Avram. Noach was sort of enveloped by Hashem. He's good. Tzadik Tamim, right? He was enveloped. He wasn't doing outreach. He wasn't overflowing so much. He was sort of like, I'm connected. To be you, that's the person who found Hashem. The one who found Hashem is the one who has most found himself. Avram Avinu, Mir Tashem, we'll talk about it. I spoke to some of the Chevra last night about it after the shir. Avram Avinu, the irony of Avram Avinu is he's the greatest giver, but he's also the greatest hineni. Avram Avinu is the one who said, hineni, I'm here. Avram Lamala, Avram Lamata, building myself. It's one of the things, Yisrael, I was telling you, right, that Avram Avinu, the Rambam, they say that Avram Avinu became Avram Avinu at 53 years old. Moshe Rabbeinu was a leader. It takes time. It takes time to develop yourself. So sometimes when we have that yirida and we have that taiva and we have that difficulty, that distance from Hashem, distance looks good on you. Distance looks good on me. On each and every one of us, even though it's scary and it's hard. Yeah, Reuven Yonah, and then we'll go Shlomo, and then we'll wrap up. Yeah.
I had a thought the other day that maybe it's relevant for what he said. It's Elul stands for Ani Levad Vedodi Liadi.
Nice. Say that again. I like that.
I said it right.
Go, yes.
I said it right.
Ani Levad
Vedodi Liadi.
I like that. I'll tell you, I like that. You know, sometimes what we want, and myself first in line for this, sometimes we don't want to have Bechira. I don't want to have Bechira. I wish I didn't have Bechira. I wish it could just be smooth. I wish I woke up in the morning and I would, you know, like in the cartoons when they smell something and they like, I remember back, and they're like in the air with the smoke and they're like, just bouncing to where it is. Like sometimes I wish I could just like bounce and flow into the Beis Medrash and it would just mashcheni. That's why we daven that. Mashcheni acharecha narutza. I wish just God, Hashem would just pull me in. I wish my family would just pull me in. I wish just my life would just be one big hug from everyone. And just everyone coming around me and just hugging me and saying, patting me and saying, we love you, we love you, we love you, you're awesome. And there are times in your life where you will get that. But like Reuven Yonah just said, to be alone and to dig into yourself and to know that someone is next to you, to know that Hashem is there with you, to know that there are people who can help you. As I've said, one of the matana I had from Hashem, I think it's either last year or 2 years ago, I don't remember anymore. I think it's last year where I made this up. You have to be willing to do it alone. But you can't do it alone. You have to be willing to do it alone. You have to be willing to say, hineni, but you can't do it alone. You need people to help you. And that's really what an aliyah and a yerida is. That's what this time is. This is a time, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, this time period is a time to learn your relationship with Hashem. We will continue this till Matzei Yom Kippur, or I don't know why I said Matzei Yom Kippur, the night of Yom Kippur. I guess in Mirtz Hashem also Matzei Yom Kippur. But the night of Yom Kippur, where we'll sit, Mirtz Hashem, we usually do this every year, we'll sit outside and we'll talk about forgiveness and hurt and who wronged who. Am I asking? Am I being honest when I'm hitting my chest and saying, Al-Khayt, do I know how to apologize to somebody? Or is it just to Hashem I have trouble apologizing? Do I feel I have nothing to apologize? Do other people owe me an apology? Maybe somebody owes me an apology and I don't forgive and it's hard for me to forgive because it's very hard to forgive. Start with that. That's what Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur is about. Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur is about where do I stand in this planet? Elul is about, yes, Ani Ledodi Vedodi Li, Ani Levad Vedodi Liadi. That how alone do I feel? How much do I feel that Hashem is supporting me? Let me ask you a question. And there's also a little bit of a heavy one. Hashem's not there for me. Who is there for you? Do you have people who are there for you? Do you push people away from being there for you? Like we spoke yesterday, of maybe I have trouble receiving help from people. Maybe that's hard for me. Okay, Momo, and then we'll wrap. Oh, and Shlomo.
I just want to know what Torah is
doing. What?
I just want to know what Torah is doing.
Right? We just did Likutei, I'll show it to you inside. It's Likutei Moran Simen Chaf Hei. What? I don't know. I know it from the Sefer. I don't know it from there. Okay, and this is what the Tzaddikim teach us. The Tzaddikim, people think that Tzaddikim, it's not like a cute thing. Sheva yipol tzaddik v'kam, you fall down, you get back up. It's cute. The Rav Huttner has a mimer where he says it's cute. The Chavetz Chaim became the Chavetz Chaim. The Tzaddikim became the Tzaddikim dafka because they fell. And they got up after they fell, because they fell. Not okay. Like it's a cute chizik that you fell. The only way to learn how to walk is to fall. It's the only way. Okay, Momo, and then we'll wrap up. Hilchos Lashon Hara, Avram, get the. You wanna? How do you know?
How do you know if the yerida you're going to do is in order to
right, go so Momo's asking a great question. How do you know when you're going through a difficult time? How do I know how to look at that? How do I look at that? And my answer to everybody here is talk to somebody about it. Talk to somebody about it. Talk to your friend about it. Talk to a Rebbe about it. Talk to somebody who could say, is what I'm going through something that I'm self-inflicting on me? That I'm self-inflicting? Or is it something that is common and it's just something I'll get through, whatever it is, to talk about it. Don't hold it inside. That's what I would say. Okay. Avram? Hilchos Lashon Hara.
Avraham.
So we don't know.
Momo Show.
Avraham.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When you see obvious signs that the Lashon Hara is true, and you fulfill all the requirements below, then you may believe the Lashon Hara. However, since there are many conditions that must be met, it's best to avoid relying on this. The conditions, meaning when someone tells you Lashon Hara, you might be able to believe it.
Right.
With obvious signs.
If
there's obvious signs that it's true. But with these conditions. The obvious signs must be closely related to the information. You have to have seen the signs yourself. This only applies if the information will have an effect on you in the future. And if there is any way to be done l'kav schus, you must do so. If above conditions are met, you are allowed to listen to the Lashon Hara, allowed to believe Lashon Hara, but not spread it around. You also may not harm the person and treat him in a negative way because of this.
All right, everyone, have a wonderful first day of the rest of your life. Thank you.